You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I am Yamla, your host for this journey. I was a hopeless loveaholic, but just could not get my love to work. Then after a series of heartbreaks and deep heartache, I finally got clear about what love is and what it is not. I want to share some of what I've learned about loveaholism. Welcome to the R-Spot, a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. I used to think that one of the most precious, sacred, and challenging relationships was the relationship between a mother and a daughter. Because so very often the mother sees in the daughter things that she doesn't like about herself, and the daughter sees in the mother things that she never wants to be, and she ends up being that way. I mean, I could tell you stories about the beauty, the power, the value, the hardships, the challenges, the difficulties of the relationship between a mother and a daughter. Woo! But baby, let me tell you something. In my wisdom years, I have discovered that one of the most precious, fragile, and difficult relationships on the planet is the relationship between a mother and a son. If you want a first-class ticket to heartbreak and crazy, take a look at the relationship between the mother and the son. Because a man is who his mother makes him. The king is the king, not because he sits in the throne, but because his mother prepared him, fed him the food, called in the right people, let him go, pulled him in, did all of the things that prepares him to sit in the throne as the king. The mother becomes the template that a man uses in his relationships with women. And if that template is solid and clear, if it's laid with loving care and concern, that man is going to have good relationships with women and himself. But when there are cracks and tears and fragments in the template that a mother uses to grow her son up, baby, it's going to be rough. And the challenge is that a mother's intentions, her best intentions, and her way of being is not translated with accuracy into the child's experience. The mother will set up parameters and dynamics and situations that she thinks will give the child, the son, what he needs. And he experiences it in a very different way. Why? Because she's feminine and he's masculine. It can be a hot mess. And then we think it gets easier, but what happens is when that boy child becomes a man, the mother has to learn how to parent an adult man. And if she's got any issues with men, baby, this is the stuff that therapy is made of. So there are some things that a mother must consider when she's parenting her son who is an adult. I mean, there are issues and challenges with all parents who forget that this child has now grown up and become an adult. But when it comes to a mother parenting an adult son, there are just certain things that have to be taken into consideration. I am so grateful for my caller today because she's providing us with an opportunity to look at some of those things. Here's our call. Greetings, beloved. Welcome to the R Spot. And what is your situation, your relationship situation that we can talk about, nibble on, and explore today?
Good morning. It's an honor to speak with you. Ironically, you and I both shared the same birthday.
Oh, well, how wonderful. That means that we're crazy.
Please, I hope not.
Oh, yeah, we are. So don't even hope that. A Virgo mother is a perfectionist, highly critical, judgmental. And I say that because I know these things to be true about myself. That's not our intention.
Oh, I accept everything you just said. I completely accept that. So you are 100% right. So I have a son, 21 years old, adopted. I was married at the time, adopted him right before he turned three. You know, he was aware of his birth mother, so it was no secret. We had pictures, yada, yada, yada. His dad and I got separated and divorced in 2012. And right after that occurred, his dad immediately moved out of state. So that was pretty traumatic for him. But I did make sure that they had a relationship where I even paid for my son's flights to see his father every summer. So again, I did all that I could do to keep him tied to his dad. Right now, we're in a very, very painful place, and I just don't know how to process it, having just this one child. He's 21. I did get remarried about 2.5 years ago. The gentleman and I dated for about 6-7 years. We did not move in together because I wanted to make sure that my son knew that he had my attention, but we did date. And my son was a part of that. The guy would come over. We would do things together. My current husband has two older sons, a little bit older than my son. And we did do things as a group. He went to all my son's games. He took my son to practice. So he was a pretty active part of my son's life. Once he moved in, things did kind of go south. He moved in a year before we got married. We moved into a brand new place. So he did not move into my son's home. We moved into a brand new place. And from there, it went downwards where my son, I think he just had trouble accepting this person in our home. He did have the type of father that was very negative. Don't listen to this man. He's not your father. So I think that played into my son's mental capacity. And now we're at a place where he's almost, I shouldn't say almost, he's abusive toward me. I've reached out my hand. He doesn't come over. I haven't seen him in a year. Holidays come and go. Mother's Day, I get the calls and the texts of, hey, mom, yeah, I'm going to come and see you. Yeah, you know, I'll come and see you. He completely goes ghost on me. And his texts go from 0 to 100 real quick. And I'm just at the point now where it's like, when his name pops up, I get tense. My stomach goes flip flop, and I just need to figure out how do I, for lack of a better term, I have to cut him off just for my peace.
Mm. Talk to me about your sadness, Mom.
Oh, the sadness is immense because, you know, in this world of social media, you see all of your friends have kids that are older and they're able to do things. You know, holidays are wrenching for me because, like I said, I've got a great husband that has two older kids, both in grad school. They call their dad constantly. They make the time. They'll text him and say, hey, we want to come and see you. We haven't seen you. So it's as a mom having one child, and holidays are so painful, but you have to keep it in because you don't want to seem like you're hating on those that have the blessing of a kid that wants to be around them.
Well, not you have to keep it in. I have to keep it in. Own your pain.
I have to keep it in because I don't want to bring others down.
Well, that's not your responsibility, but we'll talk about that later. Talk to me about the guilt.
It's just the guilt of you always, mothers are always told that you've got to be there.
I
always have felt that moms are supposed to always be there for their kids no matter what. So it's just a sense of guilt of how do I balance protecting myself from him? Because like I said, his text and his words are very nasty to the point of him calling me names. The other day he called me the N-word, don't talk to me that way. And it's just mind-blowing that a young man would talk to his mom that way. And so the guilt I have is really wanting to not have anything to do with him at this time. But it's just, I feel the guilt of, as a mom, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to just be in there and fight for your kids.
You know, there's an ancient African proverb that says, a mother will never eat her child. She would starve to death before she raised her hand to harm or hurt or eat her child. And I don't mean eat as in, you know, chewing and swallowing.
Physically, right.
But a child, if they're hungry enough, will eat the mother.
Wow.
And the way we see that play out sometimes is the child will put on the mother, take from the mother, ask of the mother. And it's almost as if you have to continue loving me no matter how badly I behave. So the mother will never eat the child, but if pushed to hunger, the child will eat the mother. So that sounds like what we have going on here.
It's like, here's a, for instance, you know, we have this really bad back and forth, but as the mom, I keep trying. So for instance, a couple of weeks ago, mom, I need $20. So of course, I am always trying to prove myself that I am a good mom. I am worthy. So I responded to his text and said, you know, okay, I'll send it. And he said, you know, I get paid tomorrow and I'll give it back. And I said, okay, you know, you need to keep your word. Even though I know that he won't, but in my mind, I have that glimmer of hope. I send him the money and then he goes dark on me. I don't hear from him, nothing. And it eats you up because you knew what was going to happen. But in the back of your mind, you keep
thinking. It eats me up. Don't externalize it. Take it in. It eats me up. Yes.
That I knew that was going to happen. And that I still did it. And then weeks later, when we're conversating on something else, he throws it back in my face. And you're sweating me for that little $20. And I'm thinking, you didn't have it. You came to me for it. And now you throw it back in my face that I'm sweating you to get my little $20. It's those type of mental games that are wearing on me. And that's why I reached out to you, because I need to figure out what to do with what I know.
Well, this is a classic error that moms make. Okay. And then you're a Virgo mom, so you make it to the 10th degree. Let me just point out a few things for you. He's 21. He's living on his own. He's acting like a man. Yeah?
Yes.
Well, one of the hallmarks of manhood is that a man keeps his word. But when he calls you, acting like a child, Ma, I need $20. you give it to him with the expectation that he won't give it back. And then when he doesn't give it back and he acts out like a child, you get upset because he's not behaving like a man. Here's another possibility. When he calls and asks you for $20, you simply say, boo-boo, I don't know what his name is, you've ruined your credit with me. But see, because you're afraid to upset him, you're afraid to let him go, you're afraid that he'll get upset with you, you keep engaging him like a child and expecting him to respond like a man.
100%. You're right. It's just, like you said, I keep holding on to this hope that I'm going to have this magical moment where all of a sudden he's going to be who I want him to be. And you're right, that's not going to happen.
If he's a man, does he call you and say, Ma, I'm getting laid tonight? Does he call you and say that?
No.
Does he call you and say, Ma, I'm buying a bottle of wine or I'm smoking some happy flowers? Does he call you and say that?
No.
But he'll call you for $20. That's called he's eating you. He's going to play. Listen, children know their parents' triggers and weak spots. They know. He knows how to play you. So he plays you like a fiddle. That's what's called the child will eat the parent. The child will eat the mother. See him as a man. Hold him as a man. Expect him as a man, because you're giving him the $20, not expecting him to give it back to you. And then you want to challenge him to give it back to you. The $20, the $50, whatever it is. No, you're a man. You're living on your own. Cover your basics.
No, I'm going to say, but you know what? I think a lot of it is, and I can be completely honest with you, and I'm going to use the I word. I'm living in fear of him because he talks very aggressive. Like, for instance, when we were talking about the money and that type of thing, his text to me was, I'm not going to let you talk crazy to me. I will pull up at any time. Don't forget that. Thanks.
Oh, he's really, really angry.
I have a fear.
Don't fear him. Take that. Well, let me not say that out loud in the public. He need to fear you. Something happened. I don't know where you overcompensated or where you failed to create boundaries. My son is 54 and he's still scared of me because he knows I will pull up on him at any moment and it won't be pretty.
But can I accept he's never had that fear that I still have what my mom, she's not living, but he never had that. And that was one of the things.
You didn't create boundaries. You overcompensated. And it probably goes back to why you adopted him in the first place. Why did you adopt as opposed to having natural children?
Tried it the natural way. It didn't work. And I think in the back of my mind, mm-hmm. adoption was always something that I had wanted to do, but did try the old fashioned way before adoption was tried.
So as a woman, hear me, this is not a judgment or a criticism. I want to help you get to the root and the core. And you are probably not going to like it. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay. We'll do it right after this break.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to the R Spot. Let's pick up where we left off. As a woman, there was some failure, inadequacy, something. I don't know. You have to give it the word because you couldn't have your own children. Adoption wasn't your first choice, although you made that choice. But the underlying, the underbelly in there, it's like, I gotta prove. I gotta prove. So maybe, perhaps, I'm willing to be wrong, that unconscious thought of failure or unworthiness or inadequacy, you overindulged this child. Someplace you overindulged him. Tell me what you hear me saying.
That I potentially created the monster that I have right now.
A man is who his mother makes him. I don't care who he is.
I was a strict mom, but not to the point of like how my parents were, where I never could go to the dance or the party. But I always get compared to his friends' parents who had no boundaries, and they could go wherever they wanted. And I was one of those old school moms that, whose house are you going to? What time will you be home? So he did have boundaries, and that was one of the things he hated, because he was surrounded by young men that had zero boundaries.
Okay, you call them boundaries. He calls them restriction and control.
Correct.
But that's not what he's angry with you about. Absolutely not. He's not angry with you about that. The things you have to look at, because if his texts are coming to you like that, there's something that you did or did not do at some point. And maybe it's because, you know, again, overcompensation. You didn't want him to feel, you know, any less because he was adopted. Someplace he was taught, trained, led to believe that he could talk to you like that. Maybe around 16, 17, you argued with him or allowed him to argue with you. Usually it happens in that frame. Because we're thinking, I got to give him a chance to express himself. Yeah, but here's the line. Cross this and I'm going to pop you in your mouth.
Right. But guess what happened, though? So, okay, what you just said, I have done and said, and, you know, as a Black mom, I'm going to own this. He has been popped. But guess what? He called Child Protective Services on me twice. And I had to go through all that rigmarole, you know, them coming over, being interviewed. You know, this was when he was a little bit younger, like, say, 12, 13. And
right around the time you and your husband divorced.
Right. And we did do therapy. I had therapy for him. We tried joint therapy. But as he got older, when people tend to tell him what he doesn't want to hear, that's when he goes ghost, like he's still doing to this day. You cannot tell him anything that he does not agree with.
Is he a Leo? When's
no,
his birthday?
He is a Libra. His birthday is October, Libra, October 12th.
Couple of things, Mom, and this is going to be hard to hear. I want to acknowledge you because I don't hear you talking about him as your adopted son, but as your son. That's number one, which is great. I'm glad he knows who, that he has a natural birth mother. And with all that you've done and all that you've given, and I know as a Virgo mother, all that you've done and all that you've given, like I said, in many cases, overcompensating, you are a usual suspect. One of the reasons he takes his anger out on you is because he knows you're going to love him no matter what. So in some instances, I want you to hear this, it ain't personal. He just knows that you're going to love him no matter what. Here's the hard part. You got to be willing to let him go. You've got to be willing to let him go. His anger, I don't care who the child is, there comes a moment where they're going to look for the womb that they came from. So while he may not voice it, he may not acknowledge it, he may not think about it, he may not say it, he's really angry at his mother, but he takes it out on you because you're his mom. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Yes.
We also don't know what he marinated in. We don't know the condition of the womb that he lived in. This may be his mom's anger. It may be his dad's anger. It may be the environment that she was in. Some of this is etched into his soul. So it may not be his anger, but he gets to act it out. And at 21, and that's a whole new breed of people, them young ones, they are a hot mess anyway. They really are. It's universal. It's universal.
Yeah, you know, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, they have a sense of entitlement. They have a disrespect for authority. They wanted everything their way. So some of that is just in the planetary placement of this new generation. What they're actually doing is they're rebelling against the hypocrisy of the older generations. But because they don't have a new template yet about how to be and what to do and how to do it, it comes out as disrespect and it comes out as rebellion and defiance. That's generational. 17 to about 25, 26, that's just generational. They are rebelling against the obsolete society of the older generations, and they are, it's obsolete, and they are challenging our hypocrisy. So that's universal. He's got some of that going on. And then the anger he may have picked up in the womb and the anger that he feels about, what the hell is wrong with me that my mother didn't want me? What's wrong with me? So here you come, the Virgo by nature, critical, judgmental, overbearing. And I'm not saying that to you personally. I'm talking about myself.
I know, the September 13th. I understand.
Yeah, he's angry in general. And then here you come, like I said, the judge of critical, because we're perfectionists. We want everything, the corners of the sheets and the washcloths in the cabinet and the sweeping of the floor. I mean, I'm the kind of Virgo mother, I used to fold my dirty clothes. That's how neurotic I was. Okay. No, don't put no unfolded clothes in the clothes hamper. Fold them clothes up.
Right.
So that I can shake them out and put them in the washing machine. But how he hears that, again, because we don't know the condition of the womb, we don't know the consciousness of the birth mother, he hears that as critical, judgmental, and controlling. And then a couple of pops in the mouth, pops on the behind, taking away of privileges that his generation thinks they're entitled to. So you're just an ogre. I don't like you and I don't even know you.
Right. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
So some of this, mom, he's just going to have to work out. He will work it out. And it probably won't happen until he's about 27, 28, if my assessment and my observations are accurate. But what you have to do is you have to hold the line. First of all, as a man, he can't disrespect no woman by talking about he gonna pull up on her. No woman. But certainly not his mother. He done lost his rabbit behind mind. Something wrong with him.
Calling me the N-word? I mean, I got a text last week where he called me the N-word. His mom.
And what did you say in response?
I don't.
What did you say?
I can't ever remember, but I'm trying to look to see if I can find it. But I mean.
Well, please find it, because I want to know what you said in response. We'll talk more about it when we come back.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique two-in-one product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to the R Spot. Let's get back to the conversation.
Oh, okay. I did find it. His response to me was, we were talking about a joint account that we have that I told him I wanted him to close because I cannot remove my name from it. So the account has to be closed. So there was a lot of back and forth. And his response to me was, you could have easily said, hey, I want to close that account, which is, by the way, that's what I told him. And he said, look what you said. You just a rude N-word. I hate you. And then he said, N-word, that's not what you said. Are you slow? I took a pause. I took a moment and I responded back and I said, is everything okay? What's wrong? Calling me names is not going to help you.
Criticism. That's what he heard. Criticism. Here's another possibility. Again, draw the line. Stop thinking of him as a little boy. He's a grown man. And you have to stop parenting a child and start dealing with a man. Another classic problem for mothers. We don't know how to parent adults. So we hold our children to the parameters of them being children. He's a grown man. Here's another possibility. I'm going to end this communication now because I have not given you permission to talk to me in that way, and it's unacceptable. Done. You don't accept that. I don't care who he is. He can't talk to you like that. First of all, he shouldn't be texting you. Pick up the phone and call your mother. I know we're in the 21st century.
He doesn't do
Well, that's how they get away with it. He doesn't have to take responsibility for his behavior because he's anonymous on a text.
Right. And then after all this went down, I did block him. And then, of course, he went to the other people in the village and they came at me. He called his dad, mom, block me. Can you believe it? So, of course, his dad called me and then he called my husband's mother. His grandmother, she's basically been calling him grandson since she met him. And he called her, so then she called me. So then I have the village attacking me saying, he loves you.
No, you tell them, no. No. They don't have to attack you. You tell the village, y'all need to get him straight because he can't call me the N-word. He can't threaten me. He's a grown man and I'm a woman. Let's teach him some respect. That's what you tell the village. They can't attack you. You have to draw the line. He's a grown man. Stop looking at him as a child.
You are.
Hold him to the same level of responsibility, accountability, and integrity you would hold in. Could any man in the street roll up on you and call you the N-word? What would you do if you were at the gas station and somebody rolled up on you and called you the N-word and told you that they would roll up on you? What would you do?
They would hear it from me and I'd probably get somebody else involved. Law enforcement?
My husband, somebody. You got a husband.
Yeah.
You got two stepsons. He needs to know that they are protecting and guarding you as a woman because he's not coming at you as a mother. He's coming at you as any hoodie on the street because he's angry. And that's fine. But as 21, it's his responsibility to handle his anger. And I would let him know.
Everything you're saying has been swirling around in my head. So at this point, going into the rest of this year and these holidays that are about to come up and Mother's Day, which, you know, I just have to kind of know that they're not going to be what I had hoped they would be. How do I pivot moving forward so that this is not so disruptive to my daily life of, oh my God, is he going to text today and it's going to blow up?
First of all, go ahead and let your heart break that your son is not the man that you wanted him to be. Just let your heart break about that. But he's 21. He's got a long way to go. This usually happens around 16, 17, 18, before they go off to college. And sometime that first year of college, this usually happens then. So he's got some arrested development, probably because of the anger and your overcompensation. Let your heart break, Ma.
Oh, it's broke.
But hold him higher. See him higher. He's just working out whatever he needs to work out right now to get himself to the place he needs to be. Once you let your heart break, the sadness of it, and don't hide that from people. Your pain needs a witness. Because everybody, your husband, his dad or his father, his mother, all of them played a role in this. All of them played a role in this. So don't you let them know. I'm really, really sad. And this really, really hurts me.
And I don't do that. You're right. I don't do it. You're right. I need to let it out. I don't. I keep it in.
Classic neurotic Virgo behavior. Ask me how I know. Go ahead. Ask me how I know.
How do you know?
None of your business.
But you're right. I do need to take off the Virgo mask of perfection and let people see the ugly pain I feel right now.
Ah, and that's when you'll start getting in touch with what he sees in you. Yeah, that's when you'll see that.
How will he see it though? He won't see it.
But don't worry about him, because what's going to solidify your relationship with him is, which is probably what he's going through right now. He's in the stage of developing intimacy, into me see versus isolation. So if there's anything in him that he thinks is less than, unworthy, weak, whatever, as a man, he's going to isolate. He's going to isolate and he's not going to be able to develop intimacy into me see. And the first person who sees into you is your mother. So if he's angry with you or if he doesn't trust you or if he doesn't feel safe with you, he's not going to let you see into him. And he'll cover that up with anger or depression or isolation or those kinds of things. So how you see yourself and your intentions in your mothering, that's not what he sees. He sees the hypocrisy. He sees the control. He sees the manipulation. He sees those things, or your best intentions, his thwarted childhood mind turns him into something else, where you're trying to keep him safe and give him, you know, good character. He sees that as control and manipulation.
Yeah. Yep.
So at this point, A, let your heart break so that you feel the sadness. And B, let go of the fear that he's going to go off and you'll never see him again, or he's going to hate you forever or whatever. At this point, Mom, that's his business. That's not your business. You gave him the best that you had. And sure, like all of us, you've made mistakes. But he has to be a man enough to talk about the mistakes and how he feels about them, but see you as who you are now. He's probably holding you and mad at you about something you did at 13 when he got his first pubic hair. Because once they get a pubic hair, they lose their darn minds. It ain't personal.
No, it's not. But I try to be so different because, like I said, you know, with my parents, you know, that other generation, they did what they did and there were no apologies. And with me, I tried to be different with him. I've even tried to apologize. You know, I told him, I know I wasn't a perfect mom, but I told him I was a damn good mom.
According to your standards. But this generation of entitlement and permissiveness, breaking the rules and the boundaries, rebelling against the hypocrisy. In your mind, you were a good mom. In his mind, you were a pain in his butt that didn't give him what he wanted and let him do what he wanted. That's how he sees
that's
it.
That's true. You're right. I got to look at it. You're right.
And why did he end up with you when his birth mom didn't want him? That's a deep pain. I've worked with a lot of adopted people, adopted adults, and it's not conscious. It's unconscious. And the ones who do their personal work, their development work, they get to that and they're able to move through it. Obviously, he has not, but he's got time. So express the sadness. Deal with the fear of losing him. Be willing to let him go.
Does letting go mean
be willing not to see him, speak to him, have any interaction with him if it takes 5, 10, 15 years until he's willing to treat you with decency and respect first as a woman, because how he treats you determines how he's going to treat women in his life. But you've got to stop dealing with him as a child and deal with him as an adult man. You have to let him know, you don't have permission to speak to me in that manner. And if that's how you want to speak to me, we don't have to speak. You've got to say that. And then you have to draw that line and hold that line. So you block him. He calls your father. You tell his father, don't call me about him. He will not disrespect me as a woman or as his mother. And when his grandma calls, grandma, I respect you. I love you. But I cannot allow him to call me out of my name and make demands upon me that's unreasonable. Let him know that. Click. And look at where you judge, where you criticize, where you try to control. And see, Virgos don't like change. We don't like change. We like things orderly and normal. And we know where every penny is and every crumb.
Yeah.
Ask me how I know.
No, it's none of my business.
That's right. So tell me something you know now that you didn't know when you called. Tell me something. What is it that you know now?
I have learned today that I need to change how I see him, that I need to grasp that he's a man and he's not a boy. That's something that I have never thought about it that way. So I need to remember that fact. I need to allow myself and other people close to me to really understand how this feels and to stop hiding it and smiling and acting like it's okay. That's the biggest thing I learned today. I need to let it out and I need to share it with others so they know how it's hurting me. And then I think the biggest thing I learned is it's okay to grieve him as a loss because it's not going to be like I thought, but I need to accept it, that it's not going to be right now like I thought it was going to be.
And he's only 21. He's not married. He don't have kids. We don't know what that's going to look like. And pray for him. Pray that the light comes on. Pray that he sees you, that he honors himself enough to honor his mother. You know, I always say to moms, you know, even if you gave your kids garbage, if you fed them garbage, I know that as a mother, you walked uptown and found the best bulk garbage you could find. You walked 3 miles uptown, dug in the rich people's garbage can, and walked 3 miles back. So even if you gave him garbage, you gave him the best garbage you can find. And he needs to learn to appreciate that. You can't do it for him.
Right. Right.
And you said one line that I want to challenge you on. You said, trying to prove I'm a good mom. Stop it. You raised somebody else's child. What is there for you to prove?
Wow. I never thought about that.
Well, that's why you called me.
Amen. Yeah, never thought. Yeah, you're right. I need to stop trying to prove to him that I am worthy.
And prove to yourself that you're worthy because you couldn't have your own children. I'm telling you, that's the underbelly. You haven't even tapped into that yet.
That's a whole nother call.
This is an important relationship in your life. You value this relationship, you value him, and you still have the right to create boundaries and establish how you want to be treated in this relationship. Just be willing to let him go. Be willing. And don't make his bad behavior about anything you did or didn't do. It's about his experience, and he has to navigate that. You don't.
He has to. I don't. Ooh. This was really needed, and this has been, like I said, I'm going to, when I get off with you, I'm just going to take some moments to just sit in everything that we've talked about.
Good. And as you're listening, any feelings that come up, any challenges, well, no, what about this? What about that? Write that down. Work through that. Yeah, that'll be good for you.
Yeah, I am. This is going to be a lesson. This is going to be a lesson for me to just, like I said, to replay it, just to listen. To be an active listener after the fact and just take it all in what you're saying. So I appreciate you and all that you do. I appreciate today's time. I'm glad that I woke up early and called because I'm on the West Coast. So I'm glad that I got through.
Oh, good.
This is a blessing. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all that you do for everybody. Not just me, but this has been fantastic. And thank you.
And I want to thank you because what I know to be true about us as women, you called and asked this question, presented this situationship, but you were the tool the universe used to speak to hundreds of thousands of mothers of sons who are exactly where you are. You are not alone. I want you to know that. And I want you to give yourself credit for the courage it took for you to come and expose yourself in this way. And as sister women, we all thank you.
Oh, what a blessing. Thank you so much.
Okay, my love. Let me know how you make out, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Mothers and sons, it can be a rough road to travel. We have to remember that our children are not our children. They are the sons and the daughters of life owning themselves. They come to us, but they are not from us. Although they are with us, they belong not to us. So as mothers of sons, we have to give them the permission, the space to grow into who it is they've come to be. And that may not be who we want them to be, but every soul has its assignment. And as moms, we just have to take the bitter with the sweet. And sometimes it's more bitter than sweet. That's our show for today. Thank you for tuning in. And I want to leave you with this. No matter what it looks like, Mom, no matter how ugly your son is behaving, stay in peace and not in pieces. See you next time. I hope this has been helpful to someone, and if you have a question about this or any other relationship issue, you can call me live at 775-307-7768. Now be sure to follow me on social media for all of the calling times. The R-Spot is a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from Shondaland Audio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.